not knowing who would read it.
The question was asked, being that we have a prohibition of teaching Torah to non-Jews, and that prohibition, ever since Joshua translated the written Torah into 70 languages, so that prohibition was relegated only to the oral tradition, the written Torah is already made available to the world. So then how do we apply that in the sense of teaching Torah to a class, writing a book and putting it in a bookstore, putting Torah available online? So Rabbi Feinstein has a response where he writes that if you're teaching and there's a Jew in the classroom and there's a non-Jew in the classroom, you're allowed to keep teaching. And I once asked one of Rabbi Feinstein's students, another big rabbi of our time, and he said to me, even if the non-Jew asks questions and you address their questions in the class, you could say, well, maybe the Jew didn't know the answer to that too. So you're allowed to teach a class, even in the oral law, even though now could be non-Jews are learning the oral law from that class. Technically, I would not be allowed to sit down with someone who is not Jewish and say, here, let me teach you a piece of Gemara. Let me teach you a piece of oral law. But if I'm making it available to the masses, or if I'm putting, I have a website, 123torah.com, right? On my website, I have whole tractates, right, that I've taught. There's a lot of oral Torah out there. That's fine. The fact that someone not Jewish might download it, okay. That's permissible. It's not my problem. And the same goes for making a book available. Art scroll Gemaras are bought in mass by non-Jews. The church buys themselves a few copies. There are non-Jews in Korea that buy themselves copies. All over the world, people buy art scroll, and it's not prohibited. We make it available, and then if someone else picks it up, that's not our problem. And that this holds true also for websites. Today we make Machon Meir, we make the Torah available to the world. We know there's a non-Jewish woman out in Florida who follows all our classes. She's a Noachide, you know, she adheres to the seven Noachide laws, and she's a Zionist, and she's an extraordinary person who likes learning Torah. That's not a problem. We're allowed to do that. That's a general rule.